It's 8:30 on a Saturday morning. It's Party Line on WBEV. Matt Bartol, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on WBEV.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
We have the emergency management Actually, it's the emergency management department. You are the emergency preparedness coordinator, Matt. Why don't you talk a little bit about what your department does, and then we'll delve a little bit deeper into what exactly you do. What does emergency management consist of, and what problems and issues do they address?
So emergency management, there's three of us in our department. We have our director, Joel Maher, our deputy director, Amanda Pohlmacher, and myself, who's actually a part-time position within the department. I actually work split between public health and emergency management. My specific tasks include preparedness, basically getting with our community partners, working on preparedness goals and activities. I also run the Dodge County Hazmat Team, which is part of emergency management, and then basically assist Joel and Amanda with whatever I can. And then on the opposite side of that with public health, I focus on public health preparedness, which is kind of emergency management related tasks, but I handle things like environmental complaints, work on programs like CPR, fit testing, and basically just the preparedness element for public health, so they have somebody, so the nurses and everything can focus on their jobs, and I'm kind of taking the back end role there.
Matt, how'd you get where you are? Was there particular educational training? Tell me a little bit about how you found yourself in the emergency management department here in Dodge County.
Yeah, so kind of a unique path. Wanted to get out and move away from my parents. Just one of those typical high school kids. So I joined the Marine Corps right out of high school. I graduated from Princeton. And then when I got out of the Marine Corps 4 years later, went and got a degree in law enforcement, did some part-time police work for a few years, and then became a full-time firefighter down at Truax Field in Madison, which is the Air Force Base 115 Fire Wing down there. And then 2 years ago, there was an opportunity to get up here with emergency management. And that, you know, being in the fire service and everything, that kind of ties into what we do here. So I had the appropriate background, applied, and got the job, and it was kind of great because I have three young kids and a wife, so I mean that lets me be home every night instead of being gone for potentially 48 to 72 hours at a crack.
Absolutely. When you said you graduated from Princeton, did you grow up in Princeton, Wisconsin? You graduated from Princeton, the post-secondary education institution.
I graduated in high school in Princeton, Wisconsin. I always joke around with people that I got a PhD.
Very good. Very well done. What do you spend the most time doing as the coordinator here in emergency preparedness? Where do you actually wind up? Are you out and about most? Are you in an office most of the time? What are your prime focus, and where do you spend most of your time?
I am in the office quite a bit, but I'm also just out and about coordinating with coordinating educational opportunities with local responders. Depends on what comes up. There's sometimes that I have to coordinate with other departments in the building, whether it's the ADRC or CPS. If I come across something, you know, some information comes across my desk or in the course of a call that comes through my office, there might be a concern for child welfare for, say, you know, it's something as a mandatory reporter, I have to go to CPS. So I could even end up upstairs in our building and be talking to them. When I'm in emergency management, I spend a lot of time out by the hazmat truck. We're really trying to bring the team up to speed and work on recruiting and stuff. So I've been focusing a lot on that lately as far as emergency management goes.
When you and I first invited you to come on back in the summer sometime, and you and I were crisscrossing schedules for weeks on end. And then at one point I said, how about if we do this in September? And you said, great, it'll be after the Dodge County Fair. What do you do at the Dodge County Fair? I've been wanting to ask you this for a couple of months. What are your responsibilities there?
Yeah, so really we're just kind of there to help overall, you know, kind of manage overall the emergency preparedness side of that. We have our mobile command unit out there, which is new to us as of last year. So we kind of just plop ourselves in there. I can also focus on some of my daily tasks. And then we just help kind of keep a pulse on the fair. We have fire departments out there and EMTs that are running first aid booths. And so we kind of help coordinate that in the with the local agencies that are coming in and just assist them as needed. There's been some missing children, so we kind of help coordinate that. And then just assisting law enforcement, you know, like I said, just kind of keeping a pulse on it. It's pretty low-key on our end for the most part, but eventually, you know, sometimes things do arise and we assist. And then another big thing we do is we keep an eye on the weather. We have a chat with the National Weather Service that we have open for that event, and then they regularly update us with any developments.
Matt, I was happy to have a 30-year career, but the reason I was able to do this job, that job for 30 years, was it was so varied. Sounds like you also have a vast range of different types of activities as part of your job as the coordinator. What's your favorite? What are the one or two favorite things that you do?
One of my favorite things is being able to do projects that benefit the community. One that I'm very, very proud of is that we had some ARPA dollars, and we were able to get an extra Lucas device in each hospital in the county, Waupun, Watertown, and Beaver Dam. And being paid on call firefighter in AMT in Beaver Dam, I see the benefit of those devices. And for those of you who don't know what those are, they're automatic CPR devices. So it basically takes the really hard work out of working a pulseless, non-breathing patient. So paramedics, EMTs, they can kind of, I wouldn't say wind down, but, you know, it kind of slows their breathing down. They can focus on the more critical tasks like airways, IVs, medication management, and things like that. So they're great devices. It delivers perfect CPR as long as the battery is charged. So that was one of my favorite things to do as a community-oriented project. And then another thing I really am passionate about is education. So I'm always looking to see what kind of classes we can bring into the county. And last year, I brought a whole series from the National Domestic Preparedness Consortium into Dodge County. 15 of us were able to attend the whole program, which was spread out over almost a year. And it consisted of 2 or 3 day classes, but it focused on things like debris management and wastewater, water utility emergencies, electric emergencies, things like that. Terrorism, non-terrorism things, and just how to work through incidents. And then also kind of talked about having a continuity of operations plan, so if things do go down, how do we continue serving the public and maintaining that infrastructure in the event of a disaster.
My guest on Party Line here on WBEV this morning is Matt Bartol. He is Emergency Preparedness Coordinator here in Dodge County. Let me mention to our listeners, Matt, if there's a question that you're thinking of that you'd like me to pose to Matt this morning, please text it to me right now at 920-887-9595, and I'll try to get that question posed to Matt as the half hour continues. I mentioned this to you before we started, Matt. I wanted to ask you, you've been, as you told me, with the department now for only a couple of years, kind of a young guy. But how is emergency management changing? I'm not sure if I'm looking specifically here at Dodge County, but do departments like yours just have a much broader range of things you have to deal with? What's your sense? How is it changing? Where is it going?
Yeah, so I guess a little background. I don't know what it was like before 9/11. Post 9/11, they came up with what's called the National Incident Management System and ICS, which is the Incident Command System. It kind of brought common concepts, common terminology into it. So in the last 25 years, that's kind of really grown, and that's the direction that we're heading. Everything is common terminology, knowledge sharing, and things like that. I think technology has really given a boost to emergency management over the years. Everything's, you know, done by computer now, rarely paper unless the systems go down, which, you know, that's a focus too. You know, we have to... the IT department really deals with that on the front end, but, you know, how do we prepare for things like cyber attacks? And I think what we were preparing for way back in the year, which was weather and basically like weather events, wildfires, natural disasters. Now we're really focusing on man-made issues, whether it be terrorism, active threats, whether, you know, active shooters in large groups, school settings, things like that. Weather events are becoming more frequent. No doubt it has been getting warmer and everything, so we're seeing flooding. We had obviously a lot busier tornado season in Wisconsin this year. Thankfully, nothing really in Dodge County. And then, like I said, just the overall, the technology. There's always new technologies coming up. You know, for instance, with the hazmat team, we used to have little strips of pH paper and some really old meters, or they call them colorimetric tubes that you break open, and it kind of, as the dangerous gases interact with them, they change colors. Now we have meters that give you almost instantaneous readings and change with the levels and stuff. So technology has really been a big thing. And then, like I said, the focus has been more, I think, on man-made issues as opposed to natural disasters over the years.
That I guess I had not been thinking. I'm sitting here and going, obviously, Bob, that's a really good answer, and it just shows the changes in the world that we face today. Again, I'm speaking with Mac Bartol from the Emergency Management Department here in Dodge County. Do you wind up, there's a program that's that the department involves itself in, which caught my eye a long time ago, which is, I guess, COAD, Community Organizations Active in Disaster. I'm not sure how directly involved you are in that program, but it leads me to the question, do you, Joseph, Amanda, do you mainly work with organizations? Do you work with private individuals here in Dodge County? How does the day-to-day business of the Emergency Management Department play itself out?
So as far as having a active COAD in place, we don't right now. There's been some staffing issues, especially post-COVID. There's a lot of new staff. And like I said, I work a split between public health and emergency management. Public health would definitely utilize that too. And so just post-COVID, new staff, we're really just trying to bring ourselves back online from that. Mm-hmm. It's been a wild ride. You know, I wasn't directly involved with the COVID response with public health or emergency management over here. I was working on the fire side of things. But right now I think the biggest thing for us that we're working on is getting our plans updated. And then one of my goals is to, kind of work into having that COAD and VOAD, which is volunteer organizations active in disaster as well. So, it's not something that we actively work in right now. As far as community outreach and working with community members, there are a plethora of individuals that we could be working with, any day during an emergency. So it's not like we're pulling from an active pool, but we do have contacts out there, and we know how to utilize those. And, you know, there's groups like United Way of Dodge County. They have a call every month and mm-hmm. everything. And there's probably over 100 individuals in there. So that's a group that we definitely reach out to if we needed assistance with something.
We've hit about the midpoint here, Matt. It's 15 before 9 o'clock. I'm speaking with Matt Bartol. He's the coordinator of emergency preparedness in Dodge County. We will continue speaking with Matt. I know that he wants to talk about the upcoming winter preparedness that we all must have, and maybe some suggestions for individuals. We'll get back with Matt. Again, if you have a question you'd like me to pose to Matt, our talk and text line is open to you at 920-887-9595. My conversation with Matt continues in 2 minutes here on 95.3 WBEV. Party Line with Matt Bartol continues here on WBEV. Matt, you are a preparedness guy, I could tell. We were chatting before we went on the air, and I said, what would you like to speak about? And you went, well, winter preparedness. Well, we're not even at Labor Day yet, so you certainly do have the talent for looking ahead. What were you thinking about? What did you want to say to people about the upcoming winter weather?
So, you know, my mind kind of works on two sides. I work on, a firefighter and what I see there, and then the emergency management thing. And one of the things that we see are carbon monoxide calls increase in the winter. So before the time hits where you need to turn your furnace on or start your fireplace up, get your fireplace checked. If you know, get a service out there if you have a traditional fireplace. If you have a furnace that hasn't been serviced in a while, certainly get somebody in there to service that furnace and make sure that everything's working properly so that when you do fire it up, there's no carbon monoxide leaks and whatnot in your house. Another thing is, just once we start getting snow, just make sure that your meters are clear, make sure that your vents and stuff are clear, your furnace vents to the outside of the house and stuff, so there's no backup of carbon monoxide into your homes. Another thing that I really like to preach to people is have a good insurance plan on your home. You never know when disaster strike. It could, you could have some damage caused from heavy snow, or if you're renting someplace, you're going to be on the hook for some of that. So make sure that you have a good home insurance plan or a renter's insurance policy. We hear about people, for instance, they lose their home, they're renting and they lose their home in a fire and they have no renter's insurance, and now they have nothing and no way to recoup that. So I always like to put in a little blurb about that and kind of preach about that because I think it's super important.
I think of emergency management department responsibilities as kind of, again, you mentioned wildfires, or if there was if the lake rose or something like that. But do Joseph and Amanda, the other folks in the department, have some responsibilities involvement if I as an individual lose my home in, say, a fire? Or is it more broadly based, the responsibilities that you have for people's emergencies?
I think it's more broadly based. We don't, we wouldn't respond to a fire or anything like that unless it was a big enough incident. We were requested to respond by the local jurisdiction having authority. If there's a hazmat call, the local fire departments will certainly call us and we'll come in. But as far as like individual fires, the Red Cross deals with that. Insurance companies deal with that. Emergency management doesn't provide the funds for that. Now, if there was a large-scale disaster, like a tornado came through Beaver Dam or one of the surrounding communities, then we'd definitely, be a part of that, because there's ways we could look for funding and, post-disaster declaration and whatnot that we could utilize to help citizens out. But usually their primary insurance is their first source, and then if there's a disaster declaration and it meets a certain threshold, then there's maybe some state or federal aid that could come through depending on the size of the incident.
Matt Bartol, again, the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator in Dodge County, on the phone with me. As Matt, you mentioned you sort of split your duties, split your time. You wear a couple of hats, also work in the public health area. And I know you wanted to take a couple of minutes and speak about that side of your job for our listeners this morning. What kind of issues do you think are important for Dodge County listeners to know about?
On the public health side of things, I deal with incoming environmental calls. We do things like well water, provide well water testing kits. We don't go out and do the testing, and then the results will come back to us, and then we give recommendations for the individuals. And those well water kits are available to individuals with children under 5 that are on a well. We won't hand them out for individuals on the city system because that's kind of defeats the purpose of that. And then if they come back with something like there's bacteria or a high concentration of certain heavy metals, I'll give recommendations on what to do with that. I also take environmental complaints, and those can include landlord-tenant complaints, where there's an issue. Example, there's a lot of mold. There was some water damage, say from a incident that affected the roof of an apartment complex or something, and now somebody has mold in their apartment, or there's a infestation such as bed bugs or roaches or something, and the apartment management, it's a building wide thing, and the managers are just kind of ignoring that problem. People can call Dodge County Public Health, and then I'll get that complaint and I'll help direct them in the right direction as far as what services they can do and complain. And usually that's done. Everything right now is kind of outsourced to DACAP, which is the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They have a landlord-tenant hotline. And then they'll send an inspector out because we currently don't have inspectors in Dodge County at this time.
When you talk about public health, does your responsibility also include anything in the way of like vaccinations, preventive measures in that area?
So I'm more on the planning and logistics end of things. As far as that goes, we do have nursing staff. We have some really incredible nursing staff actually at Dodge County Public Health, and they they run the vaccine program, the school vaccine programs. I believe people can walk in or set up appointments to get things done like TB skin tests and whatnot or flu vaccines throughout the year. But the nurses really manage that on the front end. And usually if I'm involved in that, it's just helping transport or going with just to tag along and help them manage their supply while they're out doing them.
Okay. We're winding up time here on Party Line with Matt Bartold this morning. Let me ask you one last question, Matt. What do you think is the most misunderstood aspect of what you do and what the Emergency Management Department here in Dodge County is responsible for? Is there a misconception you'd like to pop a balloon for as we wind up this morning?
That's a really good question. I feel that one's a little loaded. Honestly, I think people think that we have the magic answer to everything. We're really there to assist and help coordinate, and help utilize the different various state and federal programs. But really everything comes down to the, local municipalities first. People think that we just have the power to, shut down certain things that they think might cause an emergency. We've had some really wild things come through our office. That definitely won't repeat, but we're not a cure-all. We're just there to help people prepare and make sure that they are prepared. And then when a disaster strikes, to help agencies work through it as an assistant to them.
Matt, I've got your phone number. I know contact information for you. But one you mentioned for our listening audience, if something that they heard this morning has triggered something, they want to reach out to your office or you on Tuesday or Wednesday, how can they best do it?
Sure. My direct line for my office number at the county is 920-386-4305. That information can also be found on the county website. The same number rings in emergency management and public health. I have kind of two offices that I bounce between right now, but that number goes to both phones. So if anybody wants to ask me a question, feel free to call me during business hours. If I don't answer, leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Glad that you and your colleagues are keeping an eye out for Dodge County, Matt. Thank you for being with us on WBEV today.
Awesome. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. That's Matt Bartol on WBEV's Party Line.